Live. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Now, folks, just so you don't think this is the first hour, this is the second hour.
We were hornswoggled, I tell you. We were hornswoggled.
You swept us out of nowhere.
We just got inundated with calls right away. We always tell you it's your show, so we wanted you to take the airwaves across the country, and we gave it to you. So, in saying all that to say this, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you on this beautiful Saturday. It is a beautiful Saturday.
Yes, it is.
May 7th, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, I'm not going to give you the number. Folks, I can also give that to you in Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, gibberish, and jive. And pretty talented guys you have that you're tuned into right now. Very talented. Folks, in all sincerity, if you stick to topic 1-866-233-0747, this is the top of the second hour. If you want to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Another shout out. Next week on Channel 23 from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., you'll see part three of My War, which is our war, and it brings you to the high schools across the country, 331 of them in 22 states, from Florida, Key West, Florida, all the way to the state of Minnesota, showing you what happens when you teach the Constitution of the United States in the public arena. If you'd like to see that trailer, it's mywarfilm.com, mywarfilm.com. And again, next week on Channel 23 in the state of Minnesota, on Channel 23 again from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., check it out. The first showing we had over 9,000 hits. 400 and some odd people went through our website. Check it out. Do your homework. And I believe that you'll see that we're on America's side.
We've also done a host of premieres, just a slow rollout in different theaters. A lot of tea parties have taken that all throughout Midwest here. So what's happening now is if your tea party wants to host one of these, you can more than...
No matter what state you're in, folks, call us up.
That's right. And that's what's happening right now with the documentary. What it is it's bringing, it's uniting, and it's bringing a message that's coming forcefully that you hear on the Sons of Liberty every day. The tea parties are grabbing a hold of it, and just patriots in general.
And what happens when they see one of the parts, Jake, at the tea party?
Yeah.
What do they do?
Then they say, when's the next one? Because I want to be there. And they pre-register and we do another one. This has happened a number of times throughout the state. As a matter of fact, just met a couple of coordinators this morning at the big rally that we had down at the Capitol. So it's very cool.
Jake's down at the Capitol today in the state of Minnesota doing this stuff again, folks. Always shouting it out from the rooftops, but always a part of the game.
Amen.
Game of life, I'm sorry. Excuse me. And so I watched Jake give his presentation as to who we are in front of all these people at the state capitol. And Jake is one of two people that invokes the name of the Lord God of heaven, and all the people start to respond. See, people are tired of political talk. They're tired of debates. There's nothing to debate here, America. There's a difference between debate and judgment. We need to get rid of debate and bring in the word judgment, because once we bring in the word judgment, there's no more debates.
That's right.
So in saying that, it was pretty awesome to see Jake standing there invoking the name of the Lord. People were more than happy to hear that someone knows what they're talking about, and they're not bringing in some dry conversation and the rhetorical conversations that they hear 24/7 on the radio.
We need to get rid of the Democrats. They're evil. We're going to get rid of Obama. We're going to put in a new conservative and cut taxes and be fiscally responsive.
And the crickets are chirping. Never heard that before. But it's just plain and simple, when you bring in the name of the Lord and you show them your source, people are there, right there, to grab a hold of it. Don't be ashamed and afraid of the God that you say you serve. All you that are leaders out there, stand up for him.
Especially when he's all over the buildings that you're representing the people in.
He's the purpose that you
Moses is all over your buildings, political individuals. He's all over your buildings. Can I get back to my food for thought so we can try to get through this radio show?
I don't want to hornswoggle anymore.
Sorry. No more hornswoggle.
I actually looked that word up. It really is a word I've never heard.
Yeah, it's
that
a down south word.
Yeah, it's to deceive or to...
I mean, sometimes you talk to some of these folks down south, it's like, how do you get that slur on your voice?
And they do a good job at it.
I mean, that's more of an art to sit there and talk like some Canadian.
That's true.
It is. It's like, how you doing, Nyack? I mean,
Excuse me, what did you say?
How do you slur those words out so long like you do?
Some of them
got such a heavy slur, it's like, what in the heck did she just say?
What did you just say?
We know she's from down south. You know, I think what it might be is they've never seen snow.
That's true. That could do it to somebody.
No, someone is literally sitting there saying to themselves, okay, so they've never seen snow. What does that have to do with anything? Exactly.
That's
nothing.
The purpose.
Nada. Zilch. Zero. Okay.
Hornswoggler. Listen to that
hornswoggler. You guys all know what's transpiring here right now, right? This whole hornswoggler is going to be intertwined through our conversation for the next hour. Let me get back to my thoughts. During the first hour, I was talking about presidential candidates and how some of these candidates show as to be the choice of the people. It really shows the weakness of the people and how immoral America has become to even consider some of these guys to be a candidate. One of the things that we don't need is some businessmen. We need moral individuals back in to serve we the people. And I prefer a veteran. I prefer veterans serving me. And those are the kind of guys I can get along with because they know what it's like. They already paid the price. They've already served their country. And I'll tell you what, those that have been in battle are going to do everything in their power to make sure we don't have World War III because they've already been there. And we don't have a guy in office that'll throw your kids to battle anytime they want to, not knowing the price and not knowing, you know, the cost of battle or freedom, so on and so forth. But we need veterans back in servitude towards our country. And I'll tell you what, they come along, I'm going to get behind them 100%. Not some diplomatic politician that said he served and he was some, you know, some chicken runner in the service. We want people that have really been there and done the stuff, and those are the kind of guys we want to get behind. But I just thought about that today. We need to get behind the veterans. But in saying that, presidential candidates, what we don't need is intellectuals that are so overqualified that they don't have any discernment between good and bad. I heard a guy this morning with all of these degrees and accreditations, but he couldn't speak a thing for you to understand. It's like, dude, you want to say that in English? They hope people believe that they are the standard, and of course we know that they're not. And isn't it interesting, all the while, Jesus gave us the standard and the model of heaven as a little child. Remember, it was the Lord that said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, not intellects who have no common sense about them. And it's also interesting that Jesus even prayed in Luke 10:21, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hid it from the wise and the prudent, but you revealed it unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Why? Because God speaks to the heart, America, not the head. To the heart, not the head. Or them that are so smart that they have no ability or understanding of sound judgment. I brought this up before, but I heard a guy yesterday, and he acted like he was the standard. You ain't the standard. You think you're all wise in yourself. Did you know that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised has God chosen? Yeah, and the things which are not to bring to naught the things that are. Why? Because no flesh should glory in the presence of the Lord. See, we are of him in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. And that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let that flag swing back and forth. No king but King Jesus, an appeal to heaven. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0733. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty.
Are you Hornswoggler?
He's a Hornswoggler. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. There was a great orator, a speaker who came into a city to do a speech, and throughout his entire discourse, it was quite obvious that he had a very strong knowledge of the Word of God and seemed to have such an eloquence like none other. Yet there was a problem with this man's doctrine, for he did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When he completed his discourse, he asked if anyone had any questions, because he was quite sure that he could give the right answer. A man in the crowd raised his hand. The speaker then said, "Sir, do you have a question?" The man stood to his feet, pulled an apple out of his pocket, took a small bite out of the apple, and proceeded to ask the speaker his question. "Sir, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that you're a great speaker, man. I mean, you're eloquent like none other." Then, taking another bite of the apple, the man said, "You, sir, know what to say, how to say it, and have such a knowledge of the Word of God. But the question that I have for you is this. Is the apple in my hand sour or is it sweet?" The speaker, confounded with this man's question, said, "Sir, I do not know if that apple that you are eating is sour or sweet, for I have never tasted of that apple." The man then said in reply, "Neither have you tasted of my Jesus." Psalm 34:8 says, "I taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Listen, whatever God puts in man, no devil in hell can take it out of him and forget it not. Before the break, we were talking about how Jake was standing at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota here. And I thought it was rather interesting because I put some thoughts together concerning that very topic. And when I was watching it, I just thought to myself, after Jake invoked the name of the Lord, that the Lord isn't looking for sympathy, America. He's not some poor, powerless, beaten up God. No, he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, not the kitty. The Lord is simply looking for them that have understanding, America, and faith. He is simply looking for them that will take a stand so that he can reveal himself on the behalf of the people that take a stand for him. And he really is. And in thinking about that, I started to ponder a little bit. I started to think, what would you think if you were God? America, I just want you to put yourself in that position. I speak as a man, but I want you to put yourself in a position, because a lot of people out there, pride, when you walk in pride, you are putting yourself above God. Read Isaiah 14. It's not a good place to put yourself. So I say in humility, and just for analogy's sake, a natural analogy so I can teach you a spiritual lesson, I want to ask you the question, would you put yourself in the position of God for a minute? Just think about this. You look at your kids that you gave goods to and they lost everything. You've given them good things and they perverted things that you've given them. They let them be stolen away. They let them, you know, in every sense of the word. I don't have a whole list of things that I can say about it, but just put yourself in the position of God. How would you feel if you gave good things to your kids and they destroyed everything that you gave to them? What would you think? How would you feel? Hopefully most of you would say that probably that this doesn't reflect me. Well, America, you can't look at America and look at the professed Christians in the 95% ratio and say that they reflect the God of heaven, because they reflect just the opposite.
Yeah, and what's worse,
and I don't care if you like it or not, if you're one of them.
After they've destroyed all these things, they go back and they say, oh, Lord, give us more. Oh, Lord, bless this or bless that.
You see, CEOs do it all the time. They act like they don't realize, for example, the Sons of Liberty, when we meet with people, a lot of the CEOs are just out of hand. You just got to seriously backhand them. They think because they got money, they have power. And the fact of the matter is they wouldn't have the power if it wasn't for guys like the Sons of Liberty fighting on their behalf. They forgot who's doing the groundwork. They forgot who was humping ground. They forgot who was doing the fighting. And they treat you reproachfully. And they treat God the same way.
Yeah.
Read Deuteronomy 8. It's God that giveth wealth, not man. And when we forget about that, we lose what we've gotten. But what do? We forget about the moral issues and we say, God, we want more, like you were saying. Yeah. Lord, just add sin to our sin.
Yeah. Raise the dead.
Just forget the fact that we've desecrated the Son of God.
We'll take care of
His
that later.
Memory. Mm-hmm. We don't have to practice what we preach. Come on, our pastor told us that grace covers our sins. Mm-hmm. That's unscriptural, folks.
We're just
it
human.
Empowers you to overcome them. Mm-hmm. It's a false grace. But here, listen to what Scripture says. In Jeremiah 2:17, it says, has thou not procured this unto thyself, and that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, when He led thee by the way? And it talks about all the things that He's given unto you. And then in verse 19, He says, your own wickedness shall correct you, and your backsliding shall reprove you. Now, therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee. You don't fear the Lord, because you've listened to these whack jobs that say obeying God is legalism. Mm-hmm. You say that fear of God, oh, I see what happened in the dark days, what they say. You know, they had people so afraid of God. No, I'm not talking about that. To a Christian, He's Father. To a heathen, He's God. I'd be afraid, too, if I was outside of Christ. But the fear of God that we walk in is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom. And the fear that I have towards God is a son to a father, not as a slave to a master. See, but have a majority of you in America taken the time to figure that much out, that He's not a taskmaster, that it was Him that sacrificed His Son for me and my sins that put His Son on the cross? Have I taken the time to recognize that? Probably not.
Now, we can't blame God for what we haven't taken the time in. What does it always come down to is our responsibility.
Always.
It's our action. If we leave off justice, we can't complain about the laws that are being broke. If we leave off in our own communities, those things that we are responsible to do as a parent, as a father, every area of your life, this is really getting down to the nitty-grits of the simplicity of this again.
Yeah.
We put off our responsibility and our duty, and yet we say, God, we need more. We need more.
Yeah.
My little boy goes out and wrecks the car that I buy him for his birthday, for example. Well, I need another car, Dad. That's what you're doing in America by doing disrespect under His name.
But just keep going to that prosperity church.
That's right. Get another car.
Yep. Give and get.
Yep. Yep. And don't
and
worry.
And the only one getting is the pastor.
Oh,
or the
he's
preacher.
Getting too. He's
and
getting.
I'll tell you what, it is a scriptural mandate by God, but when you have a preacher saying give to get rather than obey God because of the sacrifice, you have a serious problem. You have a man creating a golden calf.
And then after that happens, you go back into the political realm, for example, and what are they saying? Well, you give me this, you give me this, you put me in
Santa
power,
Claus.
I'm going to get it for you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Because I'm going
to give you everything, America. It's Santa time. What do you want? Put your wish down. Throw some dollars in the car in the bucket here, and we're going to get this taken care of.
Isn't that amazing? And America has fallen for it.
Yep. Like, this is the reality. Like, this is how it's supposed to be, and we can't do anything to change it. We can, and we are.
Yes.
Just like Jim said in George, I tell the truth better than they lie.
Georgia.
Jim
said in Georgia. You think he's, like, running around in his stomach waiting to get pooped out?
No, it's one of those extra states Obama was talking about. George. You never heard of the state George?
No.
Yeah, he was campaigning in one of the 57 states.
No, but I had a thought. Now you went and go ahead. You just, you mudded up that whole trail.
I hog-swoggled it. Or
was my path.
Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's get back to it.
Okay.
Took us off.
Verse 21, and yet I had planted the ennoble vine, who wholly a right seed, the Lord said. How have you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? That's what the Lord says. How can you say I'm not polluted? I have not gone after false gods. Oh, yes, you have. You create a god to suit your sin, to say you can do whatever you want, and then when you need God, you just call upon him. No. It's a full-time union, folks. He's not a part-time God. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffeth up at the wind at her pleasure. In other words, she'll have nothing to do with obedience. She'll have nothing to do with that. Well, after all, she's taught legalism by these absolute ignoramuses in the public church.
A disgrace.
That don't preach the cross of Christ because they don't understand the preaching of Christ crucified. They don't understand justice and judgment.
They're not Christians themselves. They're hirelings.
I don't know what Bible these people read,
dog. That's the problem. They don't read the Bible. It's like political folks when this is unconstitutional. Don't they know? They don't read the Constitution because you won't hold them accountable to do it. But when you do, you get your answers. I'm just reminded of this last night because this reminds me. We're going into a child analogy, of a parenting analogy. Many of you are parents, so you can relate with this. Last night I went, we were done eating.
This is my show, dude. I just want you to know it, and you're starting
to
agitate
me. support the points.
Bradley, you're telling us to agitate all the time. I know, but not me.
So one of my little boys, I let him use my computer. So he's on his table working on my computer. I went downstairs to get on a phone call. My other two little kids are supposed to finish their supper. When daddy leaves, guess what happened? They get down from the table, don't finish their supper, do their things. My other little boy has two things sitting in front of him that he should put away, but instead he's playing on his computer that I gave him.
Yep.
God is looking down at you, America, and requiring of you, so what have you done with what I've given you? They're not concerned about that, just as my kids weren't. They were concerned about what they wanted to do, and then ask me for more. So I come upstairs and I said, okay, the parable
of the talents. Give me, my name is Jimmy.
Yeah, so what did you do with the dinner after I left? Did you do what was right and in your heart, or did you need dad to mandate that? And then what happens is when dad mandates it, just like when the Lord mandates something in our country, and he says, okay, this is the way you want it, here you go, have it. Lord, what are you doing to us? Where did you go? No, just be obedient with those simple little things like the parable of the talents. When God gave a man five cities, he went out and got five more.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin. In other words, you give your money, but you have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have to have done and not leave the other undone, said Jesus to the hypocritical professors. You got Bradley and Jake. We're coming right back. I'm going
to I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45. 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Wow, James.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. By the way, folks, just a heads up. Remember we got involved a couple weeks back in St. Michael, Minnesota, where they were actually trying to ostracize the kids that wanted to have some kind of a Bible study in their public schools.
Yeah, pro-life group.
Yep, yeah, but they were opening the doors wide to the tolerance group. Mm-hmm. And we got involved in that, and I got a letter for you, and I just want to let you know the fruit of our efforts here. They have agreed to allow the club to begin meeting and receive equal treatment. We are in the process of working towards a settlement right now. So, folks, don't tell me it doesn't work by getting involved. It scares off the oppressors.
That's
it really does.
That's what you should expect when you get involved. You expect these things.
At least expect it.
Expectancy.
Gotta expect it.
Expect.
Really quick, folks, people are asking questions about Osama bin Laden's death. And I just listened to a bunch of news reporters around the country mistakenly calling Obama Osama and Osama Obama. And I just got a serious question. What's the difference, America? After 9/11, you get the Patriot Act. Your government's asking for your part to play in sacrificing your rights. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, folks. I'm not giving you all the bad news. I lean more to the question marks than I do with any resolve that comes through the state-run media or from this administration whatsoever. I agree with the question marks. America, you don't give up your rights. Your government should not be asking you to give up your power. They, if they were upright, they should be empowering the people, mm-hmm. not asking you to give up your rights. Listen to what one of your founders said. His name was Benny Franklin. You know Benjamin Franklin?
Benjamin.
He said, they who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. But if you think you know more than your forefathers, oh, I hope you can get a whole bunch of foolish individuals to agree with what you have to say due to the fact that these guys are the fruit of fighting off a tyrant. James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, America, listen again, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, you ready for Abraham Lincoln? He brings resolve, conclusion, understanding, knowledge with wisdom. He says, America will never be destroyed from the outside. Americans will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. So he's telling us we can't be destroyed from the outside. Folks, your outside enemies are really in the inside. Here, let me show you something. Osama bin Laden didn't call you a Muslim nation. Obama did. He's called you a Muslim nation time and time again, even so far as to honor Osama bin Laden with a Muslim eulogy on an American blood-bought ship. Did Osama do that or did Obama do that? Osama bin Laden is not the one that is at war with the American governors protecting the American borders, is he? No, Obama is the one suing Arizona for protecting its borders. Osama bin Laden is not the one that's trying to disarm the American people. Obama is. America, what's the difference? No one has attacked this country and its people as well as foundations more than this man's administration. Do the math. Osama bin Laden is not the one financially bankrupting your country, lying to you on a daily basis, all in the effort to overthrow your blood-bought constitution. Obama is. So when they were getting the names all muddled up, what was the difference? Who's done more damage, Osama or Obama? But we don't have, oh, that can never happen here. Who's causing more damage to our country, America? Our government has been since 2001. Foreign terrorists haven't inflicted half, not even a third of what our government has to its own people. Terrorism, not in all cases, is a political battering ram to bring about a new world order. Just ask George Bush Sr. Just ask George W. Bush. Just ask Obama. They're all singing the same tune. The whole illusion, America, is that is being played out for you to see with Osama. Again, I agree more with the questions than I do the answers. Just think, folks, you have people all across this country who do not believe what the state-run media reports in America, yet they believe what they report from outside of America. How many conflicting stories about the death of Osama bin Laden? They can't get their story straight. Why? Because they don't know how to tell the truth. And why is that? Because there's no truth in them. Let me parallel it with something. Just food for thought. President Kennedy gets his head blown off in front of the world. His autopsy pictures are all over the internet. Yet this criminal in office says that he will not release the pictures of a mass murder that killed over 3,000 of your brothers and sisters on American soil. It's amazing to me that Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged lone shooter and assassin of John F. Kennedy, was pinned to the wall with all of the facts pointing to Lee Harvey Oswald within hours. Yet Osama bin Laden's been out there for 10 years and, for some reason they just didn't know where they were at. But they know where you're at 24 hours a day if you have a cell phone. They have GPS that you can actually rent to see if your husband or wife are cheating on you. Oh, they just don't know where it's at. No, I know. You're violated as you go through the TSA and your borders are wide open. The parallel is America, how is it that he won't release a picture of a mass murderer towards our people, namely 3,000 people of them, or 3,000 people, I'm sorry. He won't release the picture of that body, which is very foolish. But you have a picture of John F. Kennedy all over the internet with his head blown to smithereens. You have to ask yourself, who is in the White House? He is not one of you. Read your Bible. God said he would send a strong delusion that they might believe a lie. Why? Because they receive not the love of the truth. And in this case, common sense. My question is, America, what is your definition of a tyrant? What is your definition of a criminal? I got your answer for you. Let me guess. Adolf Hitler. Right? He's always the lowest standard. He's always on the lowest denominator of what a bad is. He's the definition of bad, wicked, and evil. Remember that Adolf had a good front, and it worked, and all the power at the time that he had, when it was worked out of the hands of the people, they looked back and said, uh-oh, we didn't deal with the guy because we didn't believe what ever happened here. Now we're in trouble. All the power's his. Now we have no more left. American history does repeat itself, and let me tell you something, it is repeating itself right now. Open up your eyes, and the question I have for you is, let me just bring you to a reality check. Who's done more damage, Osama or Obama? Who's done more damage, America? Boy, I can hear him now. I've never thought about that before. I've never thought about that before. Well, that's why I'm on the radio telling you to think.
Think.
Oppressive governments and oppressive regimes cannot survive a wise people, nor can they survive a nation that brings forth judgment. No way. Because judgment will scatter their oppressive measures into thin air, because then now they realize that the people will not put up with their crimes against them anymore. That's when it stops. That's when things change. And not until then. Oh, we had a timid caller on here. You want to pull this down for me again? We just had a clown call in, folks. We're not a Judeo-Christian country. Well, then move. Rick from Minnesota says, we're not a Judeo-Christian country. He's offended. We should take him. I don't care if you're offended or not, Rick. Why don't you do me a favor? Send me your email. We'll get your address and we'll get you a ticket so you can go over and say hi to the memory of Joseph Stalin, your father. If you don't like the way things are here, one nation under God, then, brother, no one's going to shed any tears for you getting on that airplane as we all say goodbye to you, as we all raise a rejoicing and a party on your departure. See ya. Wake up, dude. You submit yourself to tyrants and you willfully do it while you reject the God that gives you freedom and your rights. I'm sick of you pinheads. I'm sick of you idiots. And there's nothing, I can't even, there's no way of saying it nice to people that just don't work or operate in the realm of common sense. There's none. Don't even take them calls anymore. We're beyond that. We all get it. Rick, I'm glad you're offended. The word offend means anything contrary. Here, let me show you another contradiction from your empty head, your carnal mind. The word offend in Webster's 1828 means anything contrary to God's moral law. So if you're offended, let that law fall on you, brother. Okay, until you wake up and smell the coffee. And folks, I wanted to share with you my thoughts on Osama and Obama. And by the way, state-run media can't even get it right. Osama and Obama and Obama and Osama.
We found Obama dead.
And I started thinking about it. And I started thinking about who's inflicted more damage to our country, Osama or Obama. You got to ask yourself the question. And I think everybody's coming up with exclamation points in their minds right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Hello. Who's been attacking you since day one, folks? And I'll tell you why he's and by the way, Scripture tells us that he'll appoint a king that is not us, nor do our fathers know, nor have appointed. And he'll bring us to a nation that we know not, called the United Nation. And that's exactly what he's trying to do, is usurp your constitution to give your sovereignty over to the United Nations. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Maybe in your mind it is, but folks, I don't need to say anything about that as well.
Yeah, and it's also, too, not conspiring. Conspiring is nothing new. That's exactly what tyrants attempt to do.
He'll tell you. We played pieces from him before talking about the New World Order, and George Bush Sr. 202 times talking about it, and you still have the idiots all, oh, it's a theory.
That'll never happen.
It's a conspiracy theory. By the way, folks, I got an interview request from Newsweek. I'll talk about that when we come back. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Last call out. Hey, Rick, if you want to call us again, brother, get some spine. 1-866-233-0747.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Folks, this week, I got a phone call. I don't know if it was from D.C., Kerry, D.C., or New York. New York. And I got a request, and the request was would Bradley Dean be willing to do an interview with Newsweek about how the conservative Christians are becoming the Tea Party? And so what I did is I said, Kerry, do a little homework on her, see what she's about. And then we found out she was a senior political reporter for a magazine called Salon. And in process, she's been covering the intersection of politics and ideology for years. But what's interesting about this individual, she traveled to the heartland of a country in the grips of a fevered religious radicalism.
That's
too heavy. The America of our time, from the classroom to the megachurch to the federal court, she saw how the growing influence of dominionism, the doctrine that Christians have the right to rule non-believers, is threatening the foundations of democracy.
Oh,
well, number one, lady, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Say your Pledge of Allegiance, if you can recite that. And secondly, non-believers and believers are all ruled by the same God.
That's right.
We're not asking you, lady, to be ruled by something that we are not ourselves to be ruled by. We're ruled by the same God. Same submissive doctrine, ma'am, in the sense of obedience, so we can remain in our liberty. So, no, these people treat you like, you know, when you're driving down the road and you see those lines on the road, they say these kind of people say there's no lines there. There's no speed limits there. They're anarchists.
You're free.
We're a democracy.
You're free to voice.
We're all totally a democracy.
Whatever
we can do what we want and do it when we want to do it.
We're free.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. So this reporter, the senior political reporter.
She's a senior?
She's not a political reporter. Huh? She's an agendist. That's exactly what she is. She's a propagandist. She wrote a book called The Rise of Christian Nationalism.
So it's rising.
And she wants to take us on a tour of the parallel right wing. And what we did is we found out that she's a sympathizer with, here it is again, the homosexual agenda.
Immorality.
Right? And abortion.
Okay, okay.
So she's pro-murder.
Uh-huh.
And
very, very confused.
Very confused individual. Many of her writings are spent attacking Christians who stand against abortion and homosexuality and stand for the biblical foundation that this nation was founded upon. So what I did is I told Carrie, I said, let's confuse her. Tell her no. And I told her no for the very purpose, folks, of what she was trying to do is at length. And she's going after, in the state of Minnesota, Michelle Bachmann. And see, what I have is I have some leftist friends in the state of Minnesota that are trying to tie me to political people. Not that they would ever disregard me. Not that they would ever deny me, or could a reporter ever use me to smear a political individual. As a matter of fact, if politicians want to stay away from me, I would just simply say, folks, they're not forsaking me. They're forsaking you. They're forsaking not just my principles. They're forsaking your principles because I'm continuously preaching from the housetops the two pillars. And if they're ashamed of those two pillars, I'm ashamed of them.
That's right.
So we don't play that. So we said no to Newsweek because she wasn't about reporting. Before she even came to the state of Minnesota to do her reporting, she already had her story wrote.
It was written.
It was already written. Mm-hmm. Folks,
just add a couple
names. These people aren't about truth. And you'd think some of these reporters by now would know to probably stay away from this pack.
You know, and I love how they call. I would just love to do a report on your guys' work down in the state of Minnesota. Oh. You're doing a lot of things, I notice, and I would just love the opportunity.
Sure.
Oh, please, Bradley Dean, I just want to get a little interview here. It'd be wonderful. I'm with Newsweek, you know.
Okay, now let's talk about one of their heroes this week, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
We have a guy, a rep out of the state of Minnesota. His name is Mr. Simon. And he did this plea for the homosexuals. And he said,
yes,
how many
Simon.
Homosexuals does God... Now listen to this blasphemy. How many homosexuals does God have to create before America figures out... That America figures out that God wants them around.
Oh.
How long? Oh, America.
How long?
America. How many thieves
That's right.
does God have to make before America figures out that God wants them around?
That makes
I
sense.
Speak as a man.
How many liars?
I'm showing you how foolish this is. How many liars does God have to create? How many adulterers? Does God have to create? See, folks, something a little backwards here. How many fornicators does God have to create before America finally figures out that God wants them around?
Yeah.
No, we're all born in sin. We're all born in iniquity, and we all have to bear our cross. Sin is moral, not physical. We have a choice, America. Everybody has a choice. Oh, I was born this way. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. Really? Then you belong in jail.
That's right.
I call heaven and earth to record this day before you that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Well, did you hear about the thief who said he can't help himself, or the liar who said he can't help himself,
God
or the adulterer who can't help himself, or the fornicator, or the extortioner, or the liar in government? He just can't help himself. So America, let me play your emotions and understand you just have to accept us because God created them. Give me a stinking break. That is blasphemy, Mr. Simon. But he's got all of his little puppets out there. Simon said, Simon said, Simon said, Simon said, Simon
said. We love Mr. Simon.
Oh, we love Mr. Simon. Yes, Mr. Simon. Oh, yes, he's our new man.
There we go.
Let's get our little pink bebops here and start singing his praises.
Let's get our pom-poms. Come on, Mr. Simon. He deserves to be kicked out of office and dethroned from his position.
He is violating your constitution. He is violating his oath. He is violating the God that he is supposed to serve and the people that he serves. Blasphemy, but here the homosexuals are praising. Simon says. Listen to what Simon says. Let's play Simon Says. Listen to this. Blasphemy, America.
We have to
be
careful about trying to enshrine our beliefs, however religiously valid we may believe them to be.
Well, then where'd you get your beliefs from, Mr. Simon?
What I'm hearing today and what I heard on Friday was largely a religious justification for change in the Minnesota Constitution.
Stop. Religion and morality are the essential pillars to civil society.
Where does morality come from?
What are the two pillars? Heaven and the Constitution are what? Heaven and the Constitution are what? Our only sure foundations. There are only found, oh, you know, it's very disturbing, he said. I mean, this guy is reprobate. He is completely he's off the radar, folks. Then, Mr. Simon, where do you get your beliefs? Where do your beliefs come from?
I create them.
That's exactly right. That's scary. Go on.
That's right. I don't think it's fair. I think it departs from our tradition. The other thing, which I know makes some people squirm, but I think we have to discuss it, both during an election campaign, but here at the legislature, too, is how much homosexuality is nature versus nurture? Is this something that you learn or acquire, or is this something that you're born with? Is this just another lifestyle choice, like skateboarding or gardening?
Sure.
Or is this like something that's innate with a human being? And I want to take a page from
Hang on a second. You know what this guy sounds like? He sounds like a prosecuting attorney in a court case against a murderer. Mm-hmm. That's what he sounds like.
My defense.
Oh, come on, man. He grew up. He had a bad lifestyle. He couldn't help himself, man. Okay. You should have seen the way his mom. You know, he just had to go vent on, you know, going, taking somebody else because he couldn't help himself.
And society, you need to help him now. It's your duty and your responsibility to help my criminal.
And the way that you help them is you just accept their crimes. Go on, Kerry.
What's wrong with you?
In the Senate testimony, there was a member of the clergy. Forgive me, I can't remember his name. And
clergy?
He said, you know what?
Ultimate pervert.
Sexuality and sexual orientation are a gift from God.
Oh, really?
And I think the scientific evidence shows more and more every day.
Okay, now let me ask you something. Now, I'm not being crude here, folks, but if the man...
Science proves this, he says, right?
The genealogy of a man, that's how God created him to be.
Yeah.
Now, if the man is hooked up the way the man is supposed to be, his plumbing is set to work with a woman, not another man.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a gift of God. Yes, it is, Mr. Simon. But your rationale is way out in left field, sir. You need to be removed. Yes, I said it from the pulpit. You need to be removed.
And sexual orientation are innate and something that people are born with. And I would ask everyone on this committee, not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not even this year, but at a moment...
Just let them work underground until they stand up where you can't resist anymore. Come on, what are you guys thinking out there? Go ahead.
To ask yourself, if that's true, if it's even possibly true, what does that mean to the moral force of your argument?
Talk about morality.
What does that word moral mean anyways, Jake?
Shall
we ask Noah Webster, or should we just look up our new version of what the word moral means? I think the word moral means, are you ready for this, America? Relating the practice, manners, or conduct of men as social beings in relation to each other and with reference to right and wrong. The word moral is applicable to actions that are good or evil, virtuous or vicious, and has reference to the law of God as the standard by which our character is to be determined. Sorry! You got Bradley Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you next week. We love you by what we do.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.